Hi, welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, brought to you by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm Susan Curtin. I'm with Dr. Katkanini, otherwise known as Dr. K. Welcome, Dr. K.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks again.
Talk about alternatives, I think, to blood thinners today. What is the watchman?
Patients who have atrial fibrillation, which is an abnormal heart rhythm, wherein the upper chamber of the heart, instead of squeezing regularly, essentially fibrillates or quivers without contracting. Whenever the heart doesn't contract strongly, blood can form clots in a small pouch called an appendage, which is attached to the left chamber of the heart on the upper side. This clots can break up and go to the brain and increase the risk of patients having a stroke. To minimize this risk of stroke, patients are placed on blood thinners like warfarin or some of the newer anticoagulation drugs, some of which could be like Eliquis or Xarelto or things that you would have heard of those names. These drugs reduce the risk of having a stroke from these clots. But unfortunately, not everybody can take these blood thinners long-term because of the increased risk of abnormal bleeding, which could in some cases be life-threatening. It is a very difficult situation for patients who are older, who have history of major bleeding, be it GI or gastrointestinal bleeding, or hemorrhage or bleeding in the brain or things of that nature. So what do these patients do? I mean, they are caught in between a rock and a hard place. For patients like these, we have a novel option called a Watchman procedure, which is essentially a plug-like device which we can deploy in that pouch where clots form in AFib, and you seal it after you deploy this plug. So after a few weeks, that plug is completely coated with the body's own tissue, and it essentially seals it off so that even if you have a clot that forms behind that pouch, it does not have access to your bloodstream and reduces the risk of having a stroke. So Watchman gives these patients a great chance to get off these blood thinners, which are increasing the risk of bleeding, while minimizing the risk of having a stroke without having to take the blood thinners.
That's fascinating. So are there any risks involved?
The only minimal risks would be like any other surgical procedure. When you go in, this is a day procedure essentially. You come in on the morning of the procedure. We do an echocardiogram called a transesophageal echocardiogram, which is essentially like how you would have a GI endoscopy procedure. It is similar to that. You place the probe in your food pipe, go behind the heart, take pictures to make sure that you don't have any clots sitting there. Then you measure how your heart size or the appendage size is, and then decide what kind of a Watchman device, what size would work best for you. After this information is obtained, we stick a small hole through one of your veins in the groin called a femoral vein and put a catheter up to your heart, poke a small hole, go into the left side of the heart, find this pouch, the appendage which we need to seal, and deploy this plug and come out. So patients go home the same evening after a few hours of bed rest. There are no open wounds or anything. It's just one stitch that we remove before they go out. All we say is use precautions to not lift heavy weights for about a couple of days post-procedure. But otherwise, you go back to your life like nothing happened.
It's amazing. This is something they can do at ACS?
Absolutely. And we have been doing it for the past several years. And we have done several hundreds of these procedures with safety. And a lot of patients are spared the risks of abnormal bleeding thanks to this technology.
And after the procedure, what is their, are there any steps they need to follow?
So after the procedure, we leave them on the blood thinners until we confirm that the pouch is completely sealed off and the device is completely, sealed off without any clots. We do serial surveillance imaging with transesophageal echo at 45 days and at 6 months point, and by which time most patients get off the blood thinners safely.
That's wonderful.
And it is also another practical aspect that, you know, I would like to bring up is some of these medicines are expensive. Even patients with insurance are shelling out hundreds of dollars a month. And in several cases, I've seen patients who cannot simply afford it. And we try to provide and help them with patient assistance samples as much as possible. And so from that point of view also, if you are at a high risk of bleeding or if you have had a high bleeding in the past, abnormal bleeding in the past, and you're concerned about stroke, but you're not able to either afford or take this with safety, I think you should discuss with your doctors and request a referral for at least an evaluation from physicians like us who can perform this procedure so that you can explore your options and make decisions.
Is there any benefit to someone having the procedure specifically at ACS?
I think we bring value to the table by having an expert group of doctors who work together as a team. Even when we do these Watchman procedures, while we can all individually do them ourselves with safety, we tag team with a group of physicians so that there is always more expertise available in the room. When I do my procedures, I scrub in and have a colleague of mine, an electrophysiology doctor, Dr. V, who has significant expertise by himself, present in the room, supervising the imaging and assisting with the first procedure, and vice versa. On his cases, I am there. This helps with improving safety. You know, every time anybody goes under the knife under anesthesia, there's always an element of risk that should worry people and does worry people, right? And to minimize the risk, we take at most precautions, bringing in all the experience that we have and have a streamlined process wherein the nursing staff, the techs, the anesthesia staffs and the ORs, everybody knows the drill so that the procedure is performed safely.
This is great information. Thanks so much, Dr. K. For more information, visit acsdoctors.com.